Okay.
Okay.
What time do you have?
Six oh five.
Yours says 6:11, so.
Yeah, mine's 5 minutes past, so 6:06 is what you have?
Okay.
We call this meeting to order for the Spring Valley Town Advisory Board at 6:06 PM on February 8th, 2022. And we will start with a call to order, invocation, which we're not going to do, and we'll start with a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And roll call, Madam Secretary.
All board members are present. Rodney Dell is running a little late today. We have Mike Shannon from Justin Jones' office and Jared from Kern County.
Hi, thank you. Okay, and this is the time when we allow for public comment. You'll be given 3 minutes if you want to speak about anything that's not on the agenda. However, we would take public comment at each of the agenda items. Oftentimes, you'll hear the presentation. Maybe that answers your question or may formulate other questions. So with that, we're going to move on unless there's someone that would like to make a public comment at this time. Okay, seeing none, we will move to agenda item 3, approval of minutes. Have you all had a chance to look at the minutes?
Move to approve.
Okay, we have a motion to approve. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, that motion passes unanimously. Moving to item 4, approval of the agenda for February 8th. Hold, combine, or delete any items? Any wanting to make any revisions? Seeing none?
I move to approve.
Okay.
Presented.
Hear the motion to approve as presented. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, that motion passes unanimously. Informational items. Michael, do you have any announcements for us?
Nothing this evening, Madam Chair.
Okay. I just want to put on the record, since this is being recorded, that I had planned to come to the event this past Sunday for Chinese New Year, but I had a conflicting event. But I heard that we had over 3,000 people attend, so right here at Desert Breeze. So that was pretty exciting. So if you missed it, hopefully they'll bring it back. This was the first year. Hopefully next year we'll have a second try at it, and hope you all will participate. And with that, we move to planning and zoning. Do we have an applicant here for first item? Okay. If you'd like to come up, and I will read this into the record before you begin, then we'll need your name, spell your name, and your address for the record. This is item number U as in Uncle, C as in Charlie, number 220009, Spa Nevada Rental Property LLC. This is a use permit to allow a personal service business within an existing office complex on 3.7 acres in a CP office and professional zone, generally located on the northwest corner of Flamingo Road and Lindell Road within Spring Valley. This is in Commissioner Justin Jones' district. Will come before the Planning Commission on March 1st for possible action. And if you can give us your name, you can begin.
My name is Jerry Lynn Robbins, J-A-R-I-E. LYNROBBINS, and I am the tenant requesting a special use permit for the PLA, and these are the plans and elevations of the property.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And if you don't mind leaving one here, he's on his way, just in case he comes during your presentation. Okay, go ahead.
I don't know what else.
Well, you can tell us what you're here for today, and so that they can hear you also. Thank you. If you want, you could kind of stand right there, and then that way you don't have to have your back. There you go. Perfect.
So
thank
I'm
you.
I'm here to get a special use permit for
personal services doing healing arts. So I've been in business for over 4 years. I was previously in the city of Las Vegas and we moved to this new location in September and not realizing that it wasn't filled for our services. So I've been trying to get some friction ever since. Traction, should I say.
Okay, is that it?
Pretty much.
Okay. And with that, is there any public comment or questions from the community on this with this applicant? Okay, seeing none, we'll move to the board. Ryan, do you have anything?
Nothing further for me, thank you.
Okay, Rodney?
Nothing for me.
John?
No, thank you.
Catherine?
Can you explain a little bit about your services? Do you have classes or they're all individual?
So we have individual sessions and we do offer like meditation, small classes, different types of classes for personal development. So we also do life coaching services, Reiki, and then we do have a retail gift shop as well.
I'm looking at your small form here. Mm-hmm. Are those small groups for individual services?
Yes, those are individual services.
So, and your gift shop is going to be right here.
So the front door, what is the front door?
The front door?
So the retail part is just along the front wall here.
Yeah. Okay, how large are your classes usually?
Usually about 4 to 5. We teach Reiki certification as well, and so those are one-on-one and or group.
So what is the Reiki therapy?
It's an energetic healing. For those of you who don't know, I like to say it's kind of like a pond. You walk up to a pond, you look down, you can see clearly all the way to the bottom, then you pick up a stick and you stir the stick. That's what our Reiki does to the person. We're moving energy in the body with light touch hovering over.
That's all the questions I have.
Okay. I noticed your hours. You're not open in the evenings, huh?
No.
Okay.
Because
do you have plans to open in the evening?
I'm sorry.
Do you have plans to open in the evening?
Only if we do classes, like if we have a class going on, then mm-hmm. we would have a class in the evening.
Okay, well that was my only question. So with that, we can move for a motion. Anyone care to make a motion? If not, I will.
I'll make a motion to approve application.
Okay, you heard the motion. Any discussion on that motion? She made the motion with to approve with staff conditions.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And now we're calling for discussion. Any discussion? Seeing none, we will then call for the question. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. That motion passes unanimously. Okay, you're done.
Thank you.
And do we have someone here? Oh, here, why don't you get these for your...
for the next one.
So when you go to the Planning Commission, you don't have to make new copies.
Oh, okay, great.
You're welcome.
Good luck.
Thank you so much, I appreciate
yes.
it.
I might have to come visit you.
Yes.
Okay, item two. We have someone here for item two. Okay, you can make your way up. We appreciate it. And as you make your way up, I will read this into the record. This is for V as in Victor, S as in Sam, number 220006, SD Partials, LLC. Vacate and abandon an easement of interest to Clark County located between Patrick Lane and Saab Avenue alignment and between Tenaya Way and Rainbow Boulevard and a portion of right-of-way being Saab Avenue located between Tenaya Way and Rainbow Boulevard within Spring Valley. This is in Commissioner Mike Nass's district, also coming before the Planning Commission on March 1st for possible action. And with that, if you could give us your name, spell it, and your address, and then begin.
Sure. My name is Dennis Wertzler, W-E-R-T-Z-L-E-R. I'm with DRC Engineering at 7080 La Cienega, Suite 200, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89119. What we have here is we have a cul-de-sac that we designed with a new project. In coordination with an adjacent development, there was a little timing issue. There were some water facilities built. We had to just modify the cul-de-sac just a little teeny sliver. And this is a cleanup item. The cul-de-sac was built over the last few months. And now we're just coming back and cleaning up a couple little easement slivers. I think it's something like 50 square feet or something like that. It's really minor. This is just a requirement of staff after it got built.
Okay, thank you.
I'm happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Any comments or questions from the public of this applicant? Okay, seeing none, we'll go to the board. Catherine, do you have any questions?
You don't have to bring a map and show us what you're talking about.
You know what, I didn't actually. I wasn't even sure if I was going to be jumping up here or if staff was just going to do it, but I figured I'd better come just to make sure.
Okay, John?
No, thank you.
Rodney?
No questions.
Brian?
Nothing for me, thank you.
Okay, and I have nothing either. Anyone care to make a motion?
Move to approve with staff conditions.
Okay, you heard the motion. Any discussion on that motion? Hearing, seeing none. We'll call for the question. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. That motion passes unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you.
And do we have someone for item number three?
Yes.
Okay, if you could make your way up, and I'll read it into the record.
Bobby Harden, H-A-R.
Hold on 1 second, sir. Let me read it into the record first. Item number three, W is as William, S is in Sam, number 210741, Goodwin Marie, Simonetti, waiver of development standards to reduce setbacks for an accessory structure in conjunction with a single-family home on 0.1 acres in an R2 medium-density residential zone, generally located on the north side of Trophy Run Avenue, approximately 150 feet west of Pine Ranch Street within Spring Valley. This is in Commissioner Mike Nass' district as well. Coming before the Planning Commission on March 1st for possible action. And if you could give us your name, spell it, and address, sir, and then begin.
I'm opposed to this. Should I speak?
Are you the applicant?
No.
Okay, is the applicant here? Okay, we need the applicant up. I'm sorry, sir. There'll be an opportunity after the presentation.
Okay.
And you can stand wherever you feel most comfortable. If you don't want your back to the audience, that's fine. And if you can give us your name, spell it, and your address.
Sure. Marie Simonetti Goodwin. It's M-A-R-I-E-S-I-M-O-N-E-T-T-I and G-O-O-D-W-I-N. And I live at 7848 Trophy Run Avenue.
Okay. You may begin.
Okay. So I'm here to request a waiver of development standards for a shed that is in my backyard. And so my husband and I went to Tough Shed, and we chose something that we liked, and we submitted it to our HOA for their approval, and the HOA did approve it. Now, my neighbor to the east, which is the gentleman that came up, was not in Las Vegas at the time. I believe he has another residence in Oregon. And so I have an email here from someone who was on the board at the time. He's unable to be here because of a medical issue. But he states in this email that he personally called Bob and left a lengthy voice message detailing that we were doing a lot of work to enhance the look of our new property, included installing a shed in the backyard. And then he mentioned to the property manager that he had not heard back from Bob, and then the property manager subsequently told him that he was going to call. So then Mike is not sure if the property manager followed through. However, there was a phone call because Bob was out of state, and that this is, my understanding is that the residence that he lives in next door to me is not his primary residence, and he lives in Oregon. So I apologize for not bringing more photos. I really have never been to one of these meetings, so I really didn't know. So this is a picture of the shed that I have, and I can give it to you if you want to cut it down. And so the shed is an 8x12 structure, and so it's currently sits at 18 inches from the wall, which is the east wall to Bob's backyard, as well as to the north wall, which is actually the north side of my property is on the Flamingo Tropicana wash. So there's no neighbors behind me. So so I didn't know anything about the requirements for the shed because Tough Shed never basically told us anything about those requirements. And so it was only at the time of the complaint happened that I found out that there were requirements. Otherwise, I might have made a different, you know, decision to get a different type of a shed and to follow the regulations. The thing is, I spent $5,400 on this shed, plus I poured a pad for it to be in. And as you can see in the pictures, I have a tree in the backyard that is not that far from the shed. So if I have to figure out how to move it, it's going to impact the fact that I'm going to have to tear down that tree, and then I'm going to have to pour another pad. I'm going to have to figure out if I can even make that shed work in my backyard. Let me see here. So the wall between Bob's house and mine is 5'3" tall, and he does have a raised deck that covers most of his backyard, and that's about 14 inches tall. So the difference between the shed as it faces the wall is 2 feet, about 2 feet, a little bit less than 2 feet. So in other words, from the height of the wall to the height of the shed. However, I do have that raised roof on the other side, which goes up to 8'7" on the west side of the. So the other thing is that I have a jacuzzi in my backyard that you can see in that photo. And so if I have to move the shed, then I'm kind of in a bad situation because now the jacuzzi is also there, and I don't know how I could make it work. So would you like to look at the email also from my neighbor?
If you'd like to present it, please.
Yes. So the other thing is, I understand that part of the complaint had to do with a view of the mountains. Now I have another tree in my backyard, which is very full, and so that tree would also, I believe, block Bob's view to the mountains already without even having the shed there. And he does have a balcony as well, so the balcony is on the second floor, and he should be able to see the mountains from there. Do you have any questions?
Are you done with your presentation?
I do have someone else here on my behalf.
Okay, we'll hear them during public comment.
Okay,
are you finished with your presentation?
I believe so.
Okay. With that, we'll open up for public comment. Would anyone care to make a statement or questions? Sure. Please stand and give us your name, spell it, and address, please.
My name is Bob Hardin, B-O-B-H-A-R-D-I-N. We live at 7842 Trophy Run Avenue, 89113. We live here in the winter. We have a home in Oregon. And through 2020 and 2021, we did not come here because of COVID. So we did return briefly in September of 21. And we noticed the shed in the neighbor's yard. So I was pulling some weeds out in front, and the neighbor came out. We introduced each other, and I said, "That's your shed's blocking our view of the mountains." And his comment was, "Well, it wouldn't if you go up on the balcony." So went and called the county. Started calling them in September 2021, and again in October and December. At that time, we had not heard anything, so I asked if I could get the inspector's name, which is Mr. Hay. I called him, and still didn't get anything. So on October 1st, we went down and filled out the paperwork, and after that, Mr. Hay came out and stated that the shed structure built in the backyard, no setback, and is an eyesore. And that was on. So just like to say that we've been in the house since 2013. We bought the house because it did not have anyone behind us. And the neighborhood we were in, it's uniform, the backyards. There's no big high structures blocking anyone's view. And that those two things, they it sold us on it. And so the way I can see is that they didn't do their due diligence on checking with the county. If I hadn't have said anything, my wife and I hadn't have brought this up, they would have slipped it right through without getting an inspection. I've talked to some neighbors. I think they're going to email on this sheet that shows where they can email. But they were putting up awnings, and they were up, and the inspector came and made them take them down, so they had a 5-foot easement from the wall.
Madam Chair, we're about a minute over right now on time.
Okay, thank you. Can you wrap that up? Is there something you want to share with us? Pictures,
yes,
or anything you can pass?
I didn't know how many pictures.
It's fine. We could pass it out and give it back to you.
This is pictures of Park Home.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment on this item? Yes, sir. And please give us your name, spell it, and address.
My name is David Ochoa. D-A-V-I-D-O-C-H-O-A. And my address is 5350 Pine Ranch Street, Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm currently on the Encanto HOA board where this property is, and I was on the board at the time that the shed was installed. I believe you got a letter from another board member who was on the board at the time. Our ARC form does require, you know, obtaining comments from neighbors when a submission is sent in. I believe she explained that she did try to reach out to them, and they were out of town for some time, as they said they live in Oregon half the time. My understanding is we did not get a complaint about the shed until some months after it was already approved and installed, and the HOA's current position is that we did approve it, and we are okay with their request of the exception. Thank you. Any other public comment?
Would like to.
No, you are. Sorry, you already had your time. If your wife or partner would like to comment, she can. She's entitled to her time as well. Yes, sir.
My name is James Holt. It's J-A-M-E-S-W-O-L-F-E. I live at 7848 Trophy Rock Avenue. Basically, everything Bob just said to you is not true. The first time we met was in May, right before my knee surgery. He was trimming a bush, that was true. I came over to say hi to him, and the introduce myself, the first thing that he told me was that I can't believe the board approved that effing shed. That was the first statement to me as a new neighbor. I said, I'm sorry. We went through the steps we thought we were supposed to go through. We went, got the HOA approval. We talked to the shed. Figured they would know whatever permits, whatever we needed to have, would be done. I then offered him a knee pad because he was on a piece of cardboard on the rocks, which he stole from me and has not returned to this day. So, yeah, we've done everything that we thought we were obligated to do. We did do due diligence. His dates are completely wrong. I was laid up in June, recovering from the knee surgery, when the officer came the first time with the complaint. I could barely get to the back with the officer. So between this, the hardship on my wife mentally, the stress that she's had to go through, running around because I couldn't, the financial hardship that we would have to go through is basically unacceptable for somebody who's basically gone through. I'm sorry. That's all.
Okay, thank you. I believe that these are your pictures, sir.
Yes.
Let me give you those back. These are her pictures. And these are your pictures. Thank you.
Thank you.
And okay, we have another public comment. If you can give us your name, spell it, and your address, please.
Lisa Harden, LISAHARDEN. 7042 Trophy Run Avenue in Las Vegas.
And your comments?
I just wanted to say we did not get a phone call or an email from anyone. We did not. We came for a short period of time and saw it out. We were not told about the shed so that we could comment.
I have a question. Does the HOA have your address in Oregon?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
They
and you didn't
us.
Receive any communication there?
None.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And with that, we will move to the board. Rodney, do you have any questions?
Not at the moment.
Okay. John?
I'm going to try to boil it down if I can, because I think it's got a lot of stuff that complicates it. Tell me if I'm wrong. It seems that there's no issue that this violates setback requirements and so on, and that it wasn't addressed by the county. And so I understand why the county staff says what it says. That's their rules. But I also understand the only reason they went there is because you complained about your view. Your view is not protected in Las Vegas. Sorry, that's just how it is. We might feel differently, many of us do, but we've run up against this a lot. So,
no comments.
I'm sorry. And in the middle of all this, now we have some irritated neighbors, and that's always an unfortunate thing in a neighborhood. My main question was answered. The HOA considered this, they approved it. And my experience is that both the PC and the BCC consider the HOA recommendations kind of preeminent. And so while I agree that the staff is correct, I think the HOA speaks for that community. It shows that the neighbors have supported it. I understand one doesn't, but
more
that's kind of my view on it.
Okay, Catherine?
I told have a question. I know the county, the building department have the rule.
Can you hear her okay? I know the air conditioner is going, or heater, whatever it is.
Speak up.
Can you hear?
Okay. I understand that the county, we have the rule, we have setback regulation and all that. Is the HOA supersede, you know, have jurisdiction over it? So the HOA.
No, they don't.
Should they know the county rule?
They should, but they don't.
I'm guessing.
Should, but they didn't consider
that.
Well,
usually they defer to the applicant and say, hey, the HOA approved this, although you still have to meet all the county county ordinances and regulations, even if they approve it.
So I just want to understand, even though HOA approved it, doesn't mean it's legal, right?
Correct.
That's all.
Is that it? Brian?
How many homes are in this HOA? Is it just that one loop right there?
Forty-something.
Forty?
I think it's 43.
Is it just that one loop around?
It's just a loop, yeah.
Yes.
Well, I think John said most of what I was thinking, but, you know, I'll say he was absolutely correct that there's not a right to a view, meaning somebody can put up a building and block a mountain. However, you know, we are considering also whether it's an eyesore, ultimately, as opposed to blocking your view. And in this case, you know, I think the homeowner has done their best, and I'm going to take the HOA's judgment on this, that it was approved, that it was found to be appropriate, and sort of use that for my decision, which is currently tending towards approval, although I certainly understand your objections, and thank you for coming out.
And I have a couple questions. You had stated that the contractor did not notify you that you had it had a 5-foot setback.
That's
from the
correct.
Wall.
Yes.
Did you file a complaint with the contractor's board? Because
no,
it's their responsibility to make sure it's permitted properly.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. So when I went down to the planning down at the Clark County building, basically the woman who helped me through this basically said, I don't understand why the manager of Tough Shed didn't call me, because he calls me for everything else. And so, you know, I called him and he said, well, we would offer to move it for you. And I said, well, you know, right now I have to go through this process, because there's more than just moving a shed. I've got a tree and, you know,
mm-hmm.
my backyard.
Yeah, but then that becomes your personal issue on your lot. You see, it's not their responsibility.
No, I
understand it's
that.
Your
yes.
that affects your quality of life. Right now, the decision that was
yes.
made is impacting their quality of life. And so my question had to do with the contractor, because a contractor installed an illegal structure, knew that it was illegal, and so there should be a complaint filed, or they should move your structure so that it is does meet code. The other thing, it is the responsibility of the homeowner to know what the rules are, and if we don't, then we need to call down and ask, do I need a permit for this or that? I mean, a lot of people don't even realize your water heater. Getting a new water heater installed requires a permit. So it's to protect the community as a whole that we have these regulations in place. And these homeowners have been there since 2013, and because it is our responsibility to ask to be informed when we're doing improvements to our home, and the contractor's responsibility, I feel that this is a 70% reduction. It would be one thing if we're talking about a foot, but we're talking about 5 feet, well, 4 feet difference. For me, I feel the staff has made the right decision, and I'm going to support the denial of this. And with that, we can move for a motion. Who would like to make a motion?
Can I say something else?
No, you can't, sir.
I will move to approve as requested.
Okay. You heard the motion. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none? Oh.
I just want to say, as I've stated, I agree with that decision, where I'm substituting the HOA's judgment for my own.
Okay.
In this case.
Mm-hmm. And with that, we'll call for the question. All those in favor of the motion to approve, signify by saying aye.
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 None nay. So that would be 3 approved, 2 nay. So that motion passes.
You still need to go to the Planning Commission.
Yeah,
Planning Commission
I have to go to that meeting,
first.
The 1st of March. Yes.
Yes,
thank you very much.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
And now we have item number four. Do we have someone here for item number four? Okay. Let me read that into the record. Item number D is in David, R is in Robert, number 220011. Matter Durango LLC design review for finished grade on 32.3 acres in UV Urban Village mixed-use zone in the CMA Design Overlay District, generally located on the southeast corner of Durango Drive and the CC215 within Spring Valley. Again, in Commissioner Michael Knapp's district. Again, oh no, this is March 2nd, Board of County Commissioner for possible action. And with that, you can give us your name, address, and spell your name, please, and then you may begin.
Good evening, Madam Chair and Board. Lebene Ohene, L-E-B-E-N-E. Last name Ohene, O-H-E-N-E, here representing the applicant for the design review to increase finished grade in conjunction with an approved mixed-use development on the southeast corner of Durango and the 215 Beltway. The original application was approved in 2019, and we've been going through the different approvals. We've been here a few times for different items, including street name changes. Basically, the reason that there was an original design review to increase finish grade, but in doing the site, which goes from south to northeast, it was discovered that the central portion of the site has more washes going through, and those buildings had to be raised, filled and raised up to almost 10 feet. The reason being, some of there's a lot of gullies and it's uneven on the site. And so even though Silville had determined it, they didn't realize how much they had to fill with their initial application. At this point, county code allows up to 36 inches, and we're going up to 9.9, so almost 10 feet. But it's central to the site, and this site, the adjacent pieces, really close to this, are 215 Beltway, and all the commercial and industrial uses to the east. So therefore, it doesn't impact any other site, but it's internal to the site for some of the buildings. So with that said, staff has recommended approval, and we'll appreciate your recommendation for approval as well. Please let us know if you have any additional questions. And I have the engineer of the project here, and if you need any technical questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any public comment? Seeing none, we'll move to the board. John, do you have any questions or comments?
No, thank you.
Okay. Rodney, any questions? Brian?
Nothing further for me.
Catherine? Nadika? Ooh, I don't like how that sounded at all. I don't have any. You explained it to me. What you answered my question in your presentation, so I'm good. Can we get a motion, please?
Move to approve with staff conditions.
Okay, you heard the motion. Any discussion on the motion? Are we safe, Michael?
Yeah, it was a balloon.
Okay, good. I'm serious. I'm going right out that door, right behind her. any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we'll call for the question. All those in favor of that motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye, that passes unanimously.
Thank you, Board, and have a good evening.
You too. And eventually we're going to have this finished, huh?
Yeah, it's 35 acres. So
I know, that's a lot of work.
That's a lot to build.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're working on
it. But you're moving along.
Yes. So the buildings are up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not that we don't want to see you at the meeting.
Yeah, I haven't seen you guys in a while.
Yeah. Happy New Year. We haven't seen you since New Year's.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
Michael, thank you for letting me use your pen.
Sure.
I will return it, unless you don't need it.
We're not quite finished.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just... Do I look anxious?
Hey, aren't we all?
That is hilarious. Yes, general business, there's none. So we will move to item eight. Any general public comments? None. Next meeting is February 22nd at 6 p.m. And I just want to say that I will not be here next meeting. Catherine, I hope it's not going to be a long one. I hope you get a night like this. And with that, we will adjourn at
6:25?
6:45.
6:45.
6:45. 45 minutes. I said 45 minutes too, didn't I?